Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen in the broadcast booth. Mitchell Juergens down in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. We're after one quarter play here in Laramie. Mitch, what do you have from field level?
Yeah, an interesting thing to watch here. It looks to, Gary Bohannon was just on the sideline with his helmet on, warming up, getting quite a few throws in. He then went over to the medicine balls and is really stretching out his shoulder. He's now on the bike, who's riding the bike. So I don't know if that means anything, if he's going to be coming in or not, but something to watch as a potential.
Okay, as we come back in, Wyoming's offense still on the field, facing a second and two at the Cowboy 34. Wyoming's drives have ended at its own 24, its own 6, its own 26. And now the 34-yard line is the farthest upfield the Cowboys have been tonight. BYU football is brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Bam Bam's, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone.
You know, I don't know if this ever happened to Mitch, but Mitch was a better player than I was, so it probably didn't. But I would get caught watching the football game as a player on the field. You just get pulled into the motions in the moment of it, and you're watching it instead of being engaged in it. And right now the defense is watching. They've got to re-engage. If your job is to seal contain, make sure the contain is sealed. Don't get caught watching the downhill slant false give.
With the quarter change in direction, Wyoming now going right to left as we see it and you hear it, south to north. Shotgun snap to Svoboda. The give is to Jones. Jones gets nothing on second and two. So second and two, you like your shot there to give yourself something manageable. It stays at third down and two as no gain on the play on the run by DJ Jones.
Good job on the interior by Blake Mangelson. He continues to be an anchor in that one technique, and he just pushes Wes King back and makes sure that thing gets no yardage.
BYU outgained Wyoming 123-40 in the opening quarter. Now a third down and two for Wyoming at its own 34-yard line. Big down for the Pokes, who have only one first down on the night. Svoboda is in the gun. DJ Jones. Oh, Svoboda takes a high snap. Jones takes the handoff and didn't get there. And the high snap may have thrown the rhythm of the playoff just a little bit. The Pokes now face a fourth and one at their own 35-yard line, and the punt team will come on. Wow, second and two to a punt on fourth. The BYU defense does its job, and the fans mumble and grumble, and the home fans boo a little bit, just more disappointed and discouraged. It's a sensible call, fourth and one from your own 35 to punt it away, but from second and two, you like your chances to move the sticks. They did not. The punt from Culbreth is away. A nose-to-tail spiral that drops into the midsection of Parker Kingston at the 25-yard line. BYU will have first down and 10.
Every one of these punts would have got caught in those helicopter blades if they were passing. Those punts are going as high as the ceiling on this stadium. It is absolutely ridiculous. He's skying them, and there is no chance for a return.
We did get the dual helicopter flyover pregame. Jake Retzloff is back out on the field. Retzloff's gone all the way tonight. Jake is 9 for 15 for 98 yards, touchdown and a pick. Pass efficiency rating 123.5. Svoboda's is down at 57.1. They're in the pistol with Davis behind Retzloff. Trips left, single wide right. Jake will look immediately left. Throw behind Cody Epps, but makes a nice catch. And he is hornswoggled down at the 33-yard line. Good gain on first down for BYU.
I love your cowboy verbiage. Anytime you can throw in hornswoggled, I am right there behind you.
Give him 8 on the completion.
You know, that if that thing just leads him a little bit, put it out in front of him, he might get a few extra yards, maybe even to the sticks.
Yeah, back it up to 6 on the game, actually, Hans. It'll be a 2nd and 4 from the BYU 32. Retzloff gun, Davis right hip. Tight trips right, single wide left. Everything pretty compressed. The sweep handoff to Miles Davis running left, lowers the helmet, moves the sticks to the 40-yard line. A Wyoming player is down near the line of scrimmage. That may be one of two Jaden Williams's.
Defensive player.
There are two defensive linemen named Jaden Williams, and one of them, number 98, I think is down. They may take timeout here, we shall see.
Timeout on the field.
There we go. We'll take it too. 12:48 to play till halftime. BYU moves the sticks on the Miles Davis run. A good run to the left sets BYU up first and 10 from its own 41 after this. Cougars 7, Cowboys 0 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Listening to Big 12 football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar football presented by Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU driving it. Fourth possession of the night for the Cougs. Their drives have begun at the BYU 27, the Wyoming 44, the BYU 29, and the BYU 26. The line of scrimmage now is the BYU 41-yard line, first and 10, after a nice run of 8 by Miles Davis. Miles 3 for 9. On the ground, BYU as a team, 6 for 33. So for a BYU team averaging under 4 yards per carry coming in, 5.5, not bad.
Not bad at all. And right now they're changing the look of this Wyoming defense.
Please put 40 seconds on the play clock. 40 seconds on the play clock, please.
Ever since that drag route that went for a wide open touchdown by Keanu Hill, they've stopped the six-man rushes.
Please put 40 seconds on the play clock.
They're not listening to our referee.
Which means the run should be wide open, Greg.
Ref is Cal McNeil. He's gotten what he wanted. BYU in the pistol. Davis behind Retzloff. Two wide receivers right side. Single wide left. Jake will look underneath to JoJo Phillips. Makes the catch for another BYU first down. They were trying to yank the ball away. Tyrekus Davis was trying to latch onto that pigskin and pry it loose. No dice. As JoJo Phillips secures it and brings it into Wyoming territory at the 42-yard line. BYU left to right from our vantage point here in quarter number two, north to south here at War Memorial Stadium. The floodlights illuminate the artificial surface on a beautiful night for football here on the High Plains. 7-0 BYU over Wyoming, 12:15 to go till the break. Again, the pistol, and again, Davis behind Retzloff. Tight end and two wides to the right, tight end left, handoff Davis middle. Davis is tripped up, hit at the knees, and gets a gain of only 2 to the 40-yard line. So we're in the second quarter, which reminds me that Wyoming has not scored a single point in the second or third quarters this season. BYU leads 7-0 in the second quarter. Will platoon on offense. Wyatt Eckler, yes, younger brother of Washington Commander Austin Eckler. Wyatt Eckler on the tackle. Wyatt Eckler playing his 40th game as a Cowboy. Retzloff is in the gun. Miles Davis off his right hip. Play clock down to 10. Ball between the hash marks. The hand clap, the helmet high snap. Jake will throw to the far boundary back shoulder. A foot down, and the catch is made by Chase Roberts. What a grab!
It was a catch. Inbounds for first down.
To the 18-yard line, a 22-yard gain. Retzloff to Roberts, and he hauls it in. Beautifully done on the boundary. Got a foot down and BYU right back to the line. First down and 10 at the 18. Ball far hash. Screen to the near side. Catch made by Lassiter. They're going at the football. They're really aggressive on it. He squirts ahead only to the 17-yard line. Gain of 1 on a quick throw to Lassiter on the screen. Good for a single yard. It'll be second and 9.
On the field for injured defensive player.
Wow. That Chase Roberts catch is spectacular. He's able to just give a little juke off the line. There is a press. There's a man coverage, and he gets a little bit of room. Now, great protection. So Jake's got a free pocket to release from. But Chase has to turn his body back around to the ball. He's able to get it kind of corralled in his hands, and his left foot just taps before his hip lands out of bounds. It's just another circus catch by Chase Roberts.
That's 3 grabs, 56. For Chase Roberts. They didn't give him a yard on the play, but I'm giving him a yard to make it second and long, rather on the play to Lassiter, next play that is. That was a 22-yard catch by Chase. Tyrekus Davis is coming off the field. He was the injured corner. None of the backup corners have a stat on the season, by the way, but back to that 1-yard gain to Lassiter, which I think is a 1-yard gain. It'll set BYU up second and 9 at the 17-yard line of Wyoming. Chase last week, 2 catches for 26 in the entire game at SMU, already 3 for 56 tonight.
And Joe Phillips without a catch last week, and he's been hit with a couple.
2 for 22.
So it's nice to see JoJo engaged. Nice to see Chase Roberts engaged. And Keanu Hill with a couple of targets.
Second down 9. BYU ball now near hash. 17-yard line. 2 receiving options to the right. Double tight left. Retzloff gun with Davis off his left. The motion man is Marion from right to left. They fake jet sweep. They keep Jake. 15, 10, 10, 5. First down. First and goal for BYU. Retzloff forced out of bounds on the run to the right boundary.
It's a great job by Jake Retzloff to pull. He's going to squeak right underneath the defensive pressure from the outside. It's really a beautiful look. So Keim is going to set out wide. Keim is going to slam down hard. He's going to pick up one of the safeties, make a bubble, so that there's a little bit of room for Jake Retzloff.
12-yard run, the longest of the night for BYU. And for Jake Retzloff, ties his long run of the season. First and goal for the Cougs at the 5-yard line. Trips to the right, single wide left. Play fake, keep Retzloff middle to the 4, maybe the 3. They give him just a single yard on that. So second and goal now from the 4. BYU 7, Wyoming no score. The Cougars fixing to score again. 9:45 to play until halftime. And they'll spot the ball between the 4 and the 3, so we'll call it second and goal from the 3. Gain of 1.5, nearly 2 for Retzloff on the keep. Checking out are Marion and Paolo, the tight end. Tase is in it tight, along with Erickson. So double tight. As they'll run 12 personnel with Moa, now joining Retzloff in the backfield. They move the tight ends to tackle left. Play clock at 5. The hand clap by Jake. The look back with 3 and 2. And that's getting too late. Timeout, BYU, I do believe.
BYU calls their first timeout of the half. 30-second timeout.
Yeah, I want to be sure and certain on this. You're in scoring territory. Don't want any mess-ups and have a dead play when you can make it just a little more perfect. It'll be second and goal from between the 3 and the 4-yard line. Ball almost directly between the hash marks. 9:19 to play until halftime. The Cougs have a 7-0 lead, and BYU is threatening. BYU football presented by Chick-fil-A. BYU fans, Chick-fil-A's honey pepper pimento sandwich is back. And don't forget to try their brand new banana pudding milkshake. Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken. BYU looking for more points in a 7-0 game. Hands, your impressions.
Well, they're having a hard time getting the plays in and getting them on time. They've already had one delay a game. This was the second time they nearly got the flag for delay a game. They had another situation on a third down where they were hustling to get the snap off in time. So I'm not sure what the play delay is right now.
Robertson Epps will be the wideouts. Erickson, Tase, the tight ends. Retzloff is pointing to his helmet as in, hey, play clock's running here. It's now down to 20 as they're huddling between the 3 and 4 yard line. Second and goal, BYU. Roberts, Epps split left along with both tight ends. All the strength is left. Wyoming was threatening blitz from the right. Retzloff will sprint it left. Throw for Epps, makes the catch, keeps his feet, gets into the end zone, touchdown! What a job from Cody Epps to keep his balance and get in for 6.
Cody Epps is just going to sneak out into the flats, and this is a really nice job recognizing offside pressure and flipping it to the right number. Now, Epps started to stumble, and he was able to catch his balance with his hand.
Put his hand down.
Gets his feet back under him, gets his balance, and finds the corner of the end zone for another 7. That's a great job by Epps.
First touchdown catch of the year, 7th of his BYU career, 7th score as a Cougar. 13-0 BYU on another Mountain America touchdown. The PAT try now from Will Farron. Kick is up. And good. 14-0 BYU on that Mountain America Credit Union touchdown. It's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross. We're going to call that our new skin beautiful catch of the game, in part because of the catch, and then the keeping of the balance, putting a hand down to get into the end zone. Brought to you by New Skin. Discover the best you. BYU discovers a 14-0 lead on the road here in Laramie. We'll take a break, come back with another pigskin scoring summary. Cougs 14, Cowboys 0. 9:12 to go till halftime on the New Skin BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU football on the New Skin BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Couple of scores in the Big 12 Conference. Baylor leading Air Force 23-3. Colorado with the lead at Colorado State 21-3. TCU up 11 over UCF at 31-20. And Houston blanking Rice right now 20-0. BYU leading 14-0. Let's get you back to Laramie and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Shep. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the New Skin BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio.
Will Farron kicks off after BYU's second touchdown of the night. 14-0 Cougs, 9-12 to play until halftime. Kickoff from left to right, north to south for another touchback. Not only was that Cody Epps' first touchdown of the season, it was Cody Epps' first touchdown in nearly two calendar years. October 15th, 2022, home to Arkansas. That was his last time in the end zone. It had been a long time. No one happier than Cody Epps to get back in for six.
Well, no
PAT
wonder.
Makes it seven, and Cougs are up two scores. Hands.
No wonder he was using the go-go gadget arm to extend to keep his body off the ground and fighting for every yard he could. You know how hungry he was.
He was exactly driving for the end zone. 14-0. Svoboda in the gun. Will set in the pocket. Step up in that pocket and throw complete to midfield.
Much better job by Wyoming to set that pocket. Look, if they're going to have a clean pocket like that, Svoboda can deliver down the middle of the field pretty well. That was a perfectly timed and perfectly thrown pass, but it was a clean pocket. Right there, you've got Joshua Singh, who actually gets kind of off balance and put into the ground, and there is an open window to throw through.
Tight end Clay Nanke with his first catch of the season gets it out to the 49-yard line. 24-yard gain, biggest play of the night for the Pokes. Svoboda rides the handoff right for no gain. DJ Jones, the running back. Give him a yard, set up a set of a second and nine, or they say no gain, second and ten. We'll give him a yard. They're not very generous on the scoreboard tonight, but we're seeing they're gaining ground. It'll be in a midfield. The line to gain's the 41, so second and nine for the Pokes.
I'll never understand why you don't check out of that run right there. You've got six guys, another seven up front. You don't check out of that run.
Wyoming hasn't snapped a play in BYU territory yet tonight. Svoboda, pressured in the pocket, shuffles out to his left and throws complete to the BYU 45. For the first time tonight, Wyoming is in BYU territory. Justin Stevenson makes his first catch of the season. And now it's first and 10 at the BYU 45. The deepest Wyoming incursion had been the Pokes' own 35 before this drive. Pass complete to the far side to the 40-yard line on a third and four. The gain to the 40-yard line.
Ran
moves the sticks. Pellissier.
Man, tempo. They got right back to the line. That's as fast as I've seen them snap it back-to-back right there in this game.
So now thinking about points here, this is a Wyoming team that hasn't scored yet in the second quarter this season. The officials are conversing about what? I didn't see the flag, but there's a flag on the play somewhere because they're chatting it up. Must have dropped on the far boundary. I didn't see a flag.
No.
But it looks like there will be a call of some kind here. And it's going to move the ball upfield, or will it not? They've yet to indicate the nature of the infraction. Should get something from Cal Merrill.
Illegal substitution, 12 players on defense. 5 yards from the previous spot. The result is fourth down.
Well, this Wyoming team yet to score in the second quarter this year. Fixing to do so here in Laramie. To the 40-yard line of BYU. First down and 10. Svoboda with Sam Scott now, the running back. Scott has six carries on the year, two catches. He's the pistol back. Play action. Deep down the left side. And incomplete. Jacob Robinson in coverage of Devin Boddy Jr. Drops incomplete, second down and 10.
So the pocket is getting too clean again. Svoboda is not feeling the pressure. For some reason, the pressure is not getting there. You're not pushing linemen into him. You're not collapsing pockets. He was wide open. That's a very easy throw. If that thing is on target, that's a touchdown.
Tyler King, the intended receiver on that play. Not Boddy. It's Scott, still the pistol back. Second down and 10 at the BYU 40. Cougs up 14-0. Just past halfway through the second quarter. Scott now to the right hip of Svoboda. Takes a helmet high snap. The give to Scott. Scott on a pile pusher down the left hash for two. It'll be third down and 8 from the BYU 38. And the way this game is going, Hans, I think that head coach Jay Sobel's got to be thinking about two plays for 8 yards here. Four down territory.
Oh, 1,000%. he's going to be looking for a two-play set that he can possibly get this first down. And it's interesting that they decide to go with the inside dive as BYU continues to stack when they see certain formations. Can't believe they're not checking out of it.
Twins left and right. Shotgun snap forthcoming to Svoboda. Helmet high snap. Looking right, looking middle, dancing in the pocket, sprinting out to the right. Plenty of space in front of him. Loads up and fires for the end zone, and it is through the hands of the intended receiver at the back of the end zone. I think it's Tyler King again. Nope, Jalen Sargent this time.
Got a flag down at the 20.
Defensive hold? That's unfortunate. BYU was going to force Wyoming into a fourth down decision there.
Holding. Number two, defense. 10-yard penalty from previous spot, automatic first down.
That's Mark Collins. And we already see how BYU's just a little less disciplined than they've been in the first couple of games. BYU had only, well, they were going at four penalties per game, and they're already at four
correction,
in this game.
Number 27.
So that's the fourth infraction, and it sets up the Cowboys. First and 10 at the BYU 28-yard line. Wyoming now in scoring territory. Scott the tailback. Play fake. Near sideline completion. King makes the catch. Trying to get away from three Cougars. He's moved the sticks, and now Wyoming is in position to score its first points of the year in the second quarter. They've been shut out in the second and third quarters so far. Wyoming goes tempo. Double receiver stacks left and right. BYU wasn't set. They go wide receiver screen to the right. Completion to the 10, to the 5. A dive, but out of bounds inside the 5. Cowboys, though, first and 10. First and goal from inside the 10. Pardon me. Alex Brown was the receiver on the play, and they're going tempo again. It'll be first and goal from the 2. They go pistol. Svoboda turns, gives Scott, and Scott is stacked up for a loss of 1. Second and goal from the 3 now. Well, Pokes have the Cougs on their heels, and they're about to score their first points of the year in stanza number 2, it would appear. 14-0. Of course, this BYU defense, don't sell them short. They've been stiffening and standing tall all year when teams get inside the red zone. BYU's been an excellent defensive red zone team. Here we go. Second and goal from the 3 now for the Pokes. Ball far hash, and they will go empty for Svoboda. He's got 4 receiving options, quads to the wide side, left side, tight end right. Svoboda, gun. Motion, which you rarely see from a tight end left to right. Quarterback keep. The pile pushing past the plane for the touchdown. Wyoming's on the board 14-6 with just under 5.5 to play in quarter number 2.
I don't hate this play call by Wyoming. I mean, they're just going to get their big 6'5", 250-pound quarterback involved in the run game. They're going to go empty backfield. Even with the motion, you still have a little bit of spacing right there in between the center and the guard. He piles in right behind his center, number 77 in his left guard, number 78, Wes King, and he just follows him into the end zone.
John Hoyland, 2 for 2 on PATs this year, on 4 the extra point. Up and good, 14-7, the lead cut in half, 5:11 to play until halftime. BYU looks to restore its 2-score lead.
Time out on the field.
After this, we'll take a break. Let's keep in mind, BYU will get the ball to begin half number 2, looking to finish half number 1 strongly and keep control of this football game. We're taking a break here in Laramie. 14-7, Cougs over the Cowboys on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
Cowboys just scored. BYU's previous score, making it 14-0, gave us a pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats, providing hundreds of jobs in Utah while producing safe and nutritious pork, real pork raised by real Utah farmers for real Cougar fans like you. For more information, follow Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. BYU's scoring drive, making it 14-0, was a 9-play, 74-yard drive covering 4:23 off the clock. The final play, a Retzloff to Epps touchdown pass. But the ensuing Wyoming possession results in a 75-yard, 11-play drive, 4:01 off the clock, and a touchdown to make it 14-7. Kudos to the Cowboys. They're 0-2, down 14-0, put together a great drive, but the big play on the drive was on 3rd-and-8 at the BYU 38. Svoboda airmails a pass through the end zone, but there was defensive holding on the play. Gave the Pokes a new set of downs, and they took it in for 6. a few moments later. Kickoff to Keelan Marion as we come back in. And Marion comes to the near side and minus nine on the kickoff return as he only got out to the 16-yard line. So BYU facing a long field. Now a little momentum shift here to the Cowboys in a seven-point game, and BYU inside its 20-yard line to start first and 10.
BYU's defense needs to make a slight adjustment, Greg. I haven't seen a lot of that extreme hurry up from this Wyoming offense. And I actually think that some of that tempo where they're running up and getting on the ball, they lost their personnel a bit and lost their assignment a bit. So make that adjustment. Know it might be coming again.
Twins left and right. Pistol. Retzloff trailed by Davis. Jake will throw low to Lassiter on the out to the left. He gained five on the play. Second and five. Clock rolling under 5 minutes. 4:50 and counting. BYU looking to own the middle eight, or middle eight and change, if you will. Final 4 minutes of the first half, first 4 minutes of the second half. The middle eight can be so crucial in the outcome of a game. BYU would like nothing more than to score late in first half one, score again early in half number two, and kind of put the hammer back down on this resurgent Wyoming team. Tight end left, trips to the right. Retzloff gun with Davis off his right hip. Second and five, high snap. Jake will pump. He moved and throw short, intended for Lassiter on a rescue throw to the left side. He was open, but not enough oomph on the throw from Retzloff, who was pressured in the backfield. And now it is third down and four. Long four for BYU. Kind of a big down here, Hans. The fans are getting into it. Wyoming has a chance to score before the end of the half if the Cougars punt it away.
So Wyoming brings an extra defender on the rush right there, and the BYU offensive line picks it up. They actually gave Jake over a three count. He's got to find his target and pull the trigger a little bit faster.
BYU's yet to convert a third down yet tonight. 0-for-3. And they've now missed their last 14 third down conversion tries. Sprint to the right. Jake throws behind Roberts. Incomplete. BYU will punt it away. And since opening 2-for-2 on third downs last week, BYU has gone 0-for-15 on third down conversions. That's a tough number to say.
This is a mistake of a throw right there. Now, I like the play. Get Retzloff on the roll. You're going to put Roberts on a stop route. He's in the gap. He's open. Jake is not pressured. Nobody's hitting him. All he has to do is put it right in Chase's chest, and he throws it 3 yards to the inside of Chase. That is a wildly inaccurate throw.
Backspinning punt by Vanderhaar's. Fair caught at the 32-yard line of Wyoming.
Oh.
Not the first time this year we've seen Jake on the run to his right, throwing behind a settling Roberts.
Well, it's crazy because he had that run throw to Hill on that fourth down. It was a nice, whatever, 10, 12-yard throw to Keanu Hill, where he was on a dead-on sprint. He took a hit as he was throwing it and still hit accurate. This one was Chase Roberts literally standing there in a pocket, a big wide target, and you throw it 3 yards to the inside on
him. BYU's third down number continues to sink. That was such a major problem last year, certainly addressed. But now the Cougs are 9-for-32 on third downs this season and 15 consecutive misses.
Oh, boy.
Pistol. Jones behind Svoboda. BYU's defense needs to make another play. Give Jones middle. He'll get out to the 35, a gain of two running between the tackles. The play, the game clock at 4:04.
It's like BYU's lining up in the defense to take on that exact play, and Wyoming's like, well, let's just run it anyways. BYU's doing a great job of stacking into those gaps and doing a really good job of pressing out their man, and Wyoming's running right into it.
All between the hash marks, Cowboys right to left as we see it and you hear it. DJ Jones off the right hip of Svoboda. Bobbles the snap and has to fall on it in the backfield. Loss on the play, going to set the Cowboys up third and very long. Jeez. They need to get out to the 43. That's a loss to the 29. Third down and 14 coming up. So just as Wyoming was starting to figure a couple things out, they hurt themselves with a negative play on a mishandled snap. So BYU should get the ball back with a chance to score in decent field position here if they can hold on a third down and 14. Wyoming on third downs is 2-for-6 to BYU's 0-for-4.
It's a veteran center. He snapped one over his head last week.
Svoboda, gun. Jones left hip, chest high snap. Five-step drop, a lob into the BYU. What was that? That was thrown incomplete into the BYU team area, known in the neighborhood. And things went Skiwapas pretty quickly for the Cowboys on that sequence. It'll be 4th and 14 in BYU. Despite misfiring on that last third down to go 0 for 4 on the night on third downs, we'll get the ball back with a chance to still control the middle eight as they'll get the ball with under 3 minutes to play here in quarter number two. BYU 14, Wyoming 7, 2:57 to play till the break. Jack Culbreth to punt it away, and Parker Kingston awaits between his 25 and 30-yard line. High snap. Culbreth brings it down. Sky high. So high. Good catch by Parker. Man alive. Yeah. That ball's in the air forever.
It is.
And fair caught just outside the 25-yard line of BYU. So maybe just one more drive here before the break for BYU, and it's about to start between the hash marks. Jake Retzloff from the Cougs back out on the field. BYU outgaining Wyoming almost 2-1. Outscoring Wyoming 2-1 in a 14-7 ball game.
I do want to mention that was a safety pressure. That's a classic Jay Hill safety pressure on that third down to force the punt. Crew Wakely stops on the motion man and rushes in and gets the pressure.
Davis takes a handoff left and loses yards. Davis now 5 carries, 9 yards. It's not happening in the run game right now for BYU, at least not traditional run game. Retzloff is 4 for 27. He's been the best running option.
What is Sione Moa? Where is he?
1 for 11.
Okay. So Sione has looked good when you put the ball in his hands. Give it to him.
Davis averaging 1.8 per tote. Lassiter motions right to left. Second and 12, BYU. Retzloff shotgun. Almost no drop. Now a sprint out to the right. Looks to throw on the run and finds Roberts. There's a spot on throw. Roberts tackled between the hash marks with a first down out to the 44-yard line. Gain of 20. Another big gainer by Roberts. 4 for 76 now and a pair of 20-plus yard receptions.
Timeout on the field for 2-minute timeout.
We've reached the 2-minute timeout at 1:59 remaining in quarter number two. That is so good to see. Jake Retzloff can make that throw. That was not behind Chase Roberts. That was right on the money for the first down. We're taking a break with 1:59 to play before halftime. It is the 2-minute timeout. BYU 14, Wyoming 7. The Cougs first and 10 at their own 44-yard line after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to school, back to football, and back to Tucano's Brazilian Grill. Whether it's the flame-grilled meats, award-winning unlimited salad festival, or decadent desserts, no other dining experience can compare. Make your Tucano's reservation today. 14-7 BYU over Wyoming. Wyoming's one score was a season-long 11-play drive, a season-long 75-yard drive. BYU has since answered, or is attempting to answer, with 2 minutes to go before halftime. It's the Cougars first and 10 at their own 44. Hands.
Well, they ran a max protect on that last first down where you're keeping 8 guys in to block to make sure that pocket is set. Now, you're going to see Retzloff roll all the way to the outside, and that's exactly how that max protect is planned. They still have faith that he can deliver the ball on the run, Greg, because that's what they planned.
Roberts, Epps to the right, Lassiter and Hill to the left. Hill, a tight end, is a flexed-out wide receiver left. Twins left and right on a first and 10 for BYU. Davis off the right hip of Retzloff, who's in shotgun. Takes a deep drop and throws to Roberts again underneath. Chase makes the catch. They go for the football, but Chase secures it as he goes to ground at the 33-yard line of Wyoming. Another big connection. Retzloff to Roberts, his fifth of the night. Chase Roberts, 5 grabs here in the first half for 99 yards. He's never had more than one 100-yard game in a season. He's on the verge of his second of this season and fourth of his BYU career. 96 seconds remain. BYU with 2 timeouts at its disposal.
Well, he is picking apart the zone coverage. So Wyoming is going to have to probably change something up on Chase.
Retzloff's already thrown 25 times here in the first half. Shotgun for Jake. Keeper following his blockers to the right. He's cartwheeled at the 33, falls down at the 31, a gain of 2.
Sebastian Harsh is very harsh. He's a hard hitter.
They go no huddle. They go hurry up. They go double receiver stacks left and right. Jake pumped twice. Now goes to a go at the far pylon. Double coverage, and Wyoming broke it up at the pylon, and that's probably the best case scenario is that goes out of bounds near the goal line.
You don't throw that ball. Oh, boy, you do not throw that ball under pressure where you got safety high over top and you got man over top, you do not throw that ball.
I called the spot the 31 on the previous down. It was the 26. It's third down and three, not third down and eight, as it might have been on only a two-yard gain. It was longer, and now we have third down and three. But that was incomplete to the far pylon. Ball near hash, BYU left to right. BYU in a position for points. 54 seconds to go before halftime. Third down, three. Wyoming showing blitz. They back off as flags fly before the snap.
Give me a good false start. I think it's a false start.
Line of scrimmage, the 26, may get backed up to the 31.
False start, number 70, offense. 5-yard penalty, main third down.
And that's the center called for the false start. So now it's third down and eight. Now 31-yard line. If you get nothing here, you're giving Farron 48 yards to make it a two-score game.
Yeah.
54 seconds, two timeouts. BYU third down and eight from the Wyoming 31. Shotgun split backs, Davis and Moa. And timeout, Wyoming, this time defensively.
Wyoming is taking their first timeout of the half, 32nd timeout.
You don't often see the center flinch, but the ball not move. And that's what Connor did. Because as a center, the first thing you move is the ball. And very rarely do you move your body. But his hips kind of shifted. There was some movement, but the ball never twitched. But they saw it. It was enough.
So the ball at the 31-yard line, pardon me. BYU 46-7 under Kalani Sitake when leading at halftime. It's an 86.8% win rate. You will certainly take that. BYU should lead at the break. The question is the margin. Right now it's 14-7. You're in position to make it a 10-point game at least if you don't lose yards here. 48 yards is near the outer edge of the Farron range as career-long as 50. But it's a third down and eight. BYU would be just more than happy to have its first third down conversion of the night, but here again that number. BYU's missed on its last 15 third down conversion attempts dating back to last week.
Remember, those outsides are slow. If you got to hit it in the flats and let it run, hit it in the flats.
Shotgun split backs. Davis out to the left and now back to the right, stopping back at Retzloff's right hip. Wyoming shows six, brings four. A go down the left side, and Lassiter was the intended receiver, but thrown well out of bounds, incomplete. And on fourth down, here comes the field goal team, and BYU's 0 for 5 tonight, and 0 for its last 16 on third downs.
Inaccurate throw just outside. Doesn't really give the receiver a chance to run under it or to try to make a play on it. That ball was just headed straight out of bounds and behind the receiver. So Jake has been hot and cold with his release and his throws. He's hit some incredible targets, and then he's made some crazy misses.
This may be officially 49 from the right hash. The hold by Vanderhaar, the kick by Farron, plenty of leg, and it is through for three. Well done by Will Farron. 17-7 Cougs. BYU takes two-score lead in the final minute of quarter number two. 45 seconds to go till halftime. Got to get points, and Will Farron made sure of that.
Well, and you got to now keep points off the board. I know it's 45 seconds, and maybe Wyoming just cuts the losses, takes it into halftime at 17-7, but I've got my head on a swivel right now as a defensive coordinator. I've got red flags and high alerts going on, Greg, to not let anything sneaky happen to me. Now, Wyoming should probably take it in at 17-7. With 45 seconds, but I'm just on high alert all across the board.
17-7, BYU by double digits in the final minute of the first half. Farron to boot it away from left to right. Tyler King is the kickoff return man for Wyoming. And he will take a knee on the catch 3 yards deep into the end zone. So Wyoming, two timeouts remaining and 45 seconds on the clock.
Keeping safeties back, checking the over-the-tops, watching any type of throwback trick plays, fake kneels, anything stupid, because I've seen Wyoming do some crazy things before, and they want this win badly.
Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. For every point BYU scores, Daly's Meats and your Utah pork producers donate 75 servings of nutritious protein to the Utah Food Bank to help Utah families in need. As Svoboda sprints out to the right and throws, nearly intercepted. Diving in front of it was Jacob Robinson. For more information on points for protein, follow Utah Pork Producers Association on Facebook and Instagram. The BYU scoring drive, by the way, setting up that pigskin scoring summary. Seven plays, 43 yards, 2:04 off the clock. A 49-yard Will Farron field goal to make the score 17-7. That was an incomplete pass by Evan Svoboda, setting up second down and 10. The game clock at 40. Ball through Wyoming 25, ball near hash, pokes right to left. Pistol formation, Jones will take the hand off him. He dropped in the backfield. BYU can think of calling timeout here to get the ball back. It'll go to third down and 13.
BYU takes their second timeout of the half, 30-second timeout. Police put 35 seconds on the game clock.
So a stop 35. Here and a stop here and a timeout, and Aaron Roderick's going to get a few more seconds to work with to maybe find a way to get more points on the board. But either way, this could be a really solid end to half number one, knowing you're getting the ball to start half number two with a 10-point lead so far.
I think it's smart because Svoboda is wildly inaccurate. The protection broke down on first down. The coverages in the backfield are all sound. You trust what you're doing back there. You've got Evan Johnson who's running on the outside, and you feel like you've got good depth with Mark Collins and Jacob Robinson, who nearly got the pick off of a bad throw. So you feel comfortable that your defense can hold it. So, yeah, you call the timeout, see if you can get the extra possession, maybe another three on the board with your big-footed kicker.
Wyoming is 2-for-7 on third downs. Third and 13 now from the Wyoming 22-yard line. BYU in cover two and almost dropping into quarters here. And it'll be a conservative run to the left for no gain. BYU will call its final timeout and get the ball back with 29 seconds to go in half number one. Isaiah Glasker on the tackle. So going about as well as you could hope it to go after taking a two-score lead here in the final minute.
BYU takes their third and final timeout of the half. Please put 30 seconds on the game clock. 3-0.
BYU should be in position to run a couple of outs and give Will Farron a shot at a field goal here to make it a 20-7 game at the break.
I know a fake sounds completely stupid at 4th and 12. I know it's dumb, but I am definitely watching something like that from Wyoming. The other thing I'm doing is I'm going to fair catch this. Unless I've got a wide open field, I'm going to fair catch this and make sure that it is soundly fielded. You don't want to give up anything stupid right here.
Let's call this a money moment of the game then, just to keep momentum in BYU's favor with a strong end to this half. It's brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. This is a money moment of the game on 4th and 12 from the Wyoming 23-yard line. And Parker Kingston back at his 36-yard line, looking to set BYU up for a late half score in what is a two-score game. Punt away. Glasker got in, hits the helmet as he nearly got the block. Calling fair catch, but then letting it drop is Kingston. It may have lost it a little bit. It goes to the 27-yard line on the roll, so BYU not nearly in as good a spot as you thought they might be had Kingston made a catch with an advance. He waved off and then let it bounce behind him. So BYU first and 10 from its own 27, not necessarily the scoring potential they had when that play began, because there are 16 seconds left on the clock and BYU back at its own 27. This may change how A-Rod wants to get into the locker room here. What do you think?
Well, I think it does, but yeah. We've seen Roderick. Last year we saw him in a couple of settings like this where I thought he'd take the knee, get really aggressive. He's not in kneeling formation.
They're in pistol formation. Sione Moa, we've not seen Pokai Haunga at any point tonight. We've seen Davis and Moa, no Nawahine, no Haunga. The handoff to Sione, and Sione stacked up for a loss on the play. And with 10 seconds to play and the clock rolling and Wyoming not calling a timeout, that will do it. Halftime score is going to be 17-7. BYU over Wyoming at the break here at War Memorial Stadium. So BYU leading by two scores at halftime.
Time on the field.
We'll be heading down to Mitchell Juergens to hear from Kalani Sitake. BYU more than doubling up Wyoming on the scoreboard, 17-7. More than doubling up on the yardage tally, 248-100. More than doubling up in yards per play at 6.4 to 3.1. BYU ran seven more plays than the Cowboys. BYU had almost 17 minutes of possession to Wyoming's 13 and change in half number one. BYU had the only giveaway in the first half. It was a Jake Redslob interception thrown near the Wyoming goal line on the Cougars' first possession of the game. BYU two touchdowns and a field goal. Wyoming a single touchdown, their only touchdown of the second quarter so far this season. Touchdown passes going to Keanu Hill and to Cody Epps. For Keanu, touchdown number 12 as a BYU Cougar. And for Cody, touchdown number 7 in BYU blue. 17-7 is our halftime score. BYU leading by Wyoming. And again, Kalani has a great record leading at the break. Down to Mitch with the head coach of the Cougars. Mitchell.
Coach, always a tough place to play here in Laramie. What's your assessment of the first half?
Yeah, I mean, I think some good things and some things that we get better. I just hate that they got that drive on our defense. I think that was a lot of our own self-inflicted issues. We had a substitution penalty there, had the wrong personnel at one time, got the call in late. So that's on us, coaches. We've got to figure that out and fix it. And then offense, just keep taking care of the football. We'll get chunk yardage. We just got to get more points on the board, and I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, up 10 heading into halftime. What's the message to the team at halftime?
Yeah, just keep plugging it away. I mean, this is... We knew that we would get their best shot. There's a lot of excitement and energy in the stadium. We just need to make sure we come out and take care of business the second half.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mitchell, with head coach Kalani Sitake. And BYU will get the ball to begin the half, looking to expand a lead that currently sits at 10-17-7. Back with more from Laramie and Provo as halftime coverage continues. This is BYU football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.